Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
We've been having some fun in some of these past discussions about the Knowledge at Noon program. And with holidays really gearing up now, you've got some really fun knowledge to drop on us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So if you are not familiar with Knowledge at Noon, or maybe have heard of it but can't remember exactly what it is, this is a program that our Master Food Volunteers put on every other month. We hold it on the third Wednesday of the month. So our next one coming up is on Wednesday, November 15th at our Paola office, which is located at 913 North Pearl Street in Paola. And usually in November, we do something holiday related. For many years, we did one called Gifts from the Kitchen. This year, we are changing it up a little bit, and our Knowledge at Noon is going to be all about something called cheer plates. Cheer plates is a term that growing up, my church used to use when we were making goodie plates to give out to the community. And we called them cheer plates, as in we're spreading cheer. So we're going to be talking a little bit about cheer plates, how you can do them. I think it's a great concept as far as not only are you spreading cheer to others in the holiday season by giving, but also it's a great opportunity to get together with your friends or loved ones for a day and just enjoy each other, enjoy holiday baking together, and kind of building on your own cheer. So we are going to be having this at the usual time at noon, and we'll have some light refreshments for those that are able to join us. We are also going to give participants the opportunity to make their own small cheer plate while they're there to then take to someone else or share with their loved ones at home. So we're asking that folks RSVP to our Paola office number, which is 913-294-4306. And we know that this will probably be a popular program and spots will fill quickly, so make sure that you call an RSVP. We also ask for committed RSVPs only, which just means, you know, make sure if you call in to RSVP that you are committed to coming. And if something comes up and you're not able to come, please call us and let us know so that we can fill that spot with someone else that would like to come. So we're going to be having a great time. I'm looking forward to it. It's the first time we've done a program like this, but we're going to have some great ideas for some different goodies that you can make and some different ways to present those in the form of a goodie plate or a cheer plate, as we're calling it, to spread the love this holiday season and enjoy each other and enjoy your neighbors.
That sounds wonderful. I love the idea of a cheer plate. And now I'm picturing going and getting some plain plates and some of the ceramic paints and things and have kind of a decorating station as well as
Right. Coming
up with different cookies and things to put on them. That's terrific. I love it. If somebody cannot make a Knowledge at Noon class, do you have the information available, say, on the website or elsewhere that they can maybe look it up and get an idea of what they need to do?
Yes. We always post the Knowledge at Noon information on our Meredithine District website, and so that will be available. But yes, if people can't make it, we always put that information on our website.
All right, good. That way, you know, even if you can't make it, you can still spread some of that cheer. What a neat idea. Well, thank you very much, Franny. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to hearing a little more next time.
You're welcome.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.